Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as on FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does every day, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers hauling the packages in the mail wherever it needs to go. That also goes for our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the, well, I don't know if it'd be the frozen tundra, but I'll bet it's a little cooler up here than it is here right now. We have got, let me see here, let me look this up real quick. We have got 52 degrees at the airport in Tampa. Now we switch north of the city about 30 miles or so to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. Yay! Okay, they're going back in. They're cold already. What's temperature up there, do you know?
51.
Okay, so we're all about the same temperature here, but I guess a couple days from now it's going to get a little bit chillier. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we were talking about the documents and what's going on, and the lawyers might not have told the truth to the DOJ about the classified documents to begin with, because they first said that there weren't any.
Yeah. Even Biden said there's no there there.
Yep.
Well, there's there, and there's there, and there's there, and there's there. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of there there's.
You bet.
But, you know, what we don't know is what these documents are about. CNN reported, apparently, they had some inside track that they had to do with Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But they continue to forget what's in the laptop. There will be a story coming out today where there was a very lengthy email between Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, This goes back to the days of the early part of Burisma.
Mm-hmm.
And one particular email lists 22 points. 22 points that Hunter is sending to Devin Archer about Ukraine's political situation, talking about the information of the upcoming election,
mm-hmm.
predicting an escalation of Russia's destabilization campaign, which could lead to the full takeover of the eastern region of Donetsk. Now, isn't that kind of interesting?
Yep.
He says there's strategic value to create a land bridge for Russia to Crimea. Oh, I thought that was all a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that during the Olympics?
Sure.
It was a surprise mm-hmm. that Russia took over Crimea. But he goes on to say it won't directly affect Burisma Holdings, but it could limit future UK exploration and utilization of offshore opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on about government is in power, blah, 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 blah. All right. Now, think about that. How would Hunter know all those things? The only way he would know them would be coming from a presidential briefing or a diplomatic briefing that happened at the time of the Obama administration that Joe Biden gave to Hunter. There's no other way that Hunter would know those things.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a situation here where Hunter Biden had access to these documents.
Boy, oh boy. Just what we wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the other thing. I heard a radio host yesterday talking about, is there a grand jury involved in this?
In the Biden documents?
Yeah, as far as getting out.
I haven't heard that yet.
I heard
think
it yesterday.
So yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so yet because I don't think that they're finished.
Mm-hmm. But they could have ordered the documents be found or ordered the people to go look for it or something. That was the way that I took it from what I was hearing. And it was on my flagship station here. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. Remember, have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue. See you there, 11:30.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance, and they have been saving people money for over 85 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out what type of a quote they'll give you for the car or the truck you're driving. But also, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle that on there, save a little money. And where you really save the money big time is when you bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance on with your motor vehicles. That's when you save big money. So the website is GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, find out what they'll do for you, and you can also get the name of your agent. So if you want to go talk to your agent, you can do that too over there. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
A big deal yesterday with a former top FBI counterterrorism official that was arrested, one Charles McGonigal.
He was arrested at the airport coming back from Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a special agent in charge of the New York field office. And why was he arrested? Well, he was paid, and tried to hide it, $225,000, not in one payment, but several, by a Russian oligarch by the name of Oleg Deripaska.
Yep.
And Oleg Deripaska has several sanctions on him because he has been designated as, I don't know, whatever. He was sanctioned for having acted or purported to act on behalf of the Russian Federation and that kind of stuff. There's a long story, lots of moving parts about Oleg Deripaska. But anyway, what's particularly interesting about Charles McGonigal is that he was the reason that Crossfire Hurricane was launched in the first place.
Right.
He had sent an email, apparently, to, you know, our little friends over there that were way deep in the, at the FBI in D.C., in the D.C. field office,
yep,
that were very deep into the beginnings and launching of all things Investigate Trump.
Carter Page.
Well, it was about Carter Page.
Correct.
And so anyway, McGonigal was paid by Oleg Deripaska to help remove the sanctions and the notices, whatever, and there were more than one on Deripaska. So here's a situation that the FBI itself is obviously infected and corrupt. But who, here's the interesting part, who if the FBI named Charles McGonigal to be the special agent in charge and assigned to Crossfire Hurricane? Anybody want to take a guess?
Would have been Comey,
oh,
was it?
Oh, it's James Comey.
Right.
Well, where has he been lately? Isn't it interesting that for at least months and months, he hasn't tweeted anything. He hasn't come out there and been very vocal about things. Very, we've missed his commentary now, haven't we?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So now we have a proven situation here that the at the time the top ranks of the FBI and the New York field office had some real conflicts here. They say that Charles McGonigal was employed by a foreign intelligence service, and that's a big problem. I would say that there could be more fallout from this one. So this is a huge, huge, huge deal.
Yeah, this could open some other doors too, couldn't it?
I think so. I absolutely think so. I'm reading the summary from the Justice Department on this, and it tells me that there's more going on here. In fact, there was another former Soviet Russian diplomat who later became a U.S. citizen who was also part of this in addition to Oleg Deripaska.
Yeah.
So there's actually two of them that this McGonigal guy was working for. So I would say there's more going on here.
Now, the U.S. State Department said that Finland and Sweden are ready to join the NATO alliance. However, Turkey and the President Erdogan said that Sweden should not expect Turkey's support for its membership after a protest near the Turkish embassy in Stockholm over the weekend included the burning of a copy of the Koran.
He's just, you know, Erdogan's a blowhard. What he's particularly mad about is that there's some neutrality that's going on here with Finland and whatnot, and Erdogan doesn't like that. So he's mad. But they'll force him to change his mind, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, what's amazing is, let's see here, we have a call. Let me take the caller. Backgammon and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cam. I was wanting to ask Denise if she thought maybe it's time for Congress to either redefine the FBI and put more limits on what they can do and change their mission from internal to external security, with the exceptions of certain specific crimes, such as bank robbery, kidnapping, and such. All right, that's it, Captain.
Bank robbery, isn't that the Treasury Department?
No.
Secret Service?
They do part of that, but...
Okay.
No, under McCarthy, there's going to be something known as a modern-day church commission.
Right.
And that will investigate what the FBI is doing and not doing, and that should be doing. And I would argue there's some other things that the FBI should be doing that I see no evidence of, and that is having investigators at the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of that. But anyway, there will be a church-style commission, a modern-day church-style commission, and I think that Christopher Wray isn't long for his position as director.
Well, after all this, you would think so. My goodness.
Well, yeah. You know, I see no evidence that he has attempted to clean up the mess, because this McConnell character, he actually retired. He
right.
knew this was coming, so he actually retired thinking that the long reach couldn't reach him.
Right.
Not so true.
Yeah, took his money and went on a world tour or something. But anyway, we do know that, and this is hilarious, how do you mint a $1 trillion coin? Janet Yellen says that she's not in favor of doing this, and Biden wants to mint a $1 trillion bullion coin to use as collateral for the debt ceiling.
It's a gesture. It means nothing. As long as we digitize money, which we've done. I mean, you talk about crypto, it's the government's more crypto than crypto's in crypto.
Right.
But I guess the bigger question is what was Janet Yellen doing in Zambia yesterday?
Uh-huh.
What is she doing in a small African country? Somebody explain that one to me.
I don't know, buying gold?
I have no idea. You know, we got issues over here, and she's over in some cockamamie country, you know, talking about stabilizing her currency or something. It's like, really, woman, what are you doing?
Well, to be continued, we'll have to find out and tell everybody tomorrow what she's doing. So you have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather and stay warm.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website and all the different things she has to offer. Meantime, I'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. One person is dead and seven others are wounded after a shooting at a gas station in Oakland, California. The shooting happened shortly after 6 p.m. local time Monday. There were reports the shooting happened during the filming of a music video. The Oakland Police Department says the seven surviving victims are in stable condition. This was the second mass shooting in the Bay Area on Monday. Megan stars Allison Williams and Oscar-nominated actor Riz Ahmed are set to announce this year's Academy Award nominations. The announcements will take place today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. It will air live on Good Morning America. The Oscars take place on March 12th. A new business survey shows concerns about a U.S. recession easing slightly this year. The results of the January NABE Business Conditions Survey finds just over half of its members put the possibility of a recession at 50% or higher. That's a drop of more than 10% from 3 months ago. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo will be in studio on Thursday, so get your questions ready. Find out more about the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and you should go there first, take a look at their website, take a look at what they have to offer. You'll notice they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here by me, and one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. So, take a look at where you might want to go to take a tour of a campus, or maybe you might want to go to both of them. There's nothing wrong with that. And check them out and see what the difference would be. Now, you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida, or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Again, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, three inspector generals, including the Pentagon's top watchdog, have issued their first comprehensive oversight plan that outlines transparency efforts to manage and keep track of billions of dollars that the U.S. has provided the Ukraine to defend itself against invading Russian forces. Now, Congress requires the IGs produce the oversight plan and the first edition, which was released last week, elaborated on where aid dollars authorized by federal lawmakers went during most of 2022 after Russia invaded Ukraine at the end of February. Now, were there some gaps in there? Sure. You would have expected that, right? I mean, I thought that when I heard they were doing this, that they weren't going to be able to find out all the information, and there are definitely some gaps. Now, Daniel W. Swift is a former member of the Navy SEALs who's been listed in the official records as having deserted since March of 2019. Well, he showed up in Ukraine and was killed fighting for the Ukrainian forces just this past week. So they located him, and apparently he went on to a greener pasture by fighting for the Ukraine. Now, the United States carried out a strike on Somalia that killed approximately 30 al-Shabaab fighters. This according to U.S. Africa Command. Now, some of the countrymen are really upset about this one, that we would pick on Muslims and go after them in a group and blah, 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 blah. Well, hey, it was a target of opportunity. They were bad guys and they wiped them out. Big deal. What's the problem? Shouldn't be any. By the way, three active duty Marines have been charged in the January 6th Capitol riot. It seems they only spent about 52 minutes inside the Capitol, but that was long enough to get charged once they were identified by pictures that were there. Video, that is. And as the Pentagon modernizes its satellite communications enterprise, its first task will be to develop standards to improve data sharing amongst SATCOM networks, according to an enterprise-level strategy released this week. Now, an M18 pistol has gone missing from a Marine unit that lost two rifles back in 2019. This is not the first time in recent memory that the 3rd Battalion, 6 Marines, have lost a weapon. But it is getting rather timely and not making some people happy back at Camp Pendleton. Now, I will say that defense leaders gathered at Ramstein's air base in Germany to rally fresh support for Ukraine, who could not resolve the impasse over providing some new Western tanks for Ukraine in its war to repel Russia. But Poland has stepped up and agreed to send some of their Leopard tanks to the Ukraine. These will be going there along with some of the Bradleys from the neighboring countries around the Ukraine, as well as the United States, who will be sending some, as well as some Strikers into the area. Now, Abdul Wasi Safi, a former officer in the Afghan National Security Forces, was arrested at the U.S. southern border after fleeing the Taliban, trying to get into the United States and apply for asylum. He remains in jail after being arrested on the border, awaiting his decision whether or not they're going to allow him to apply for asylum. Now, this is one of our allies that fought with us in Afghanistan. What's the problem here? What the heck is the problem? Expedite it. Get it moving. Get the guy going. Do what you need to do and let him in. I certainly would rather see him come in more so than somebody sneaking over the border, and they go, well, that's okay. We're going to give you a little green card, and here's your little appearance, and don't forget, you got to come back in 3 weeks. Yeah, right. But that's working out really good. That's working out really good. By the way, a non-commissioned officer assigned to the 3rd Special Forces Group Support Battalion in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, was killed last week in a shooting, according to Army CID. This is not the first time this has happened at the base. And they are investigating this, plus the other two that were killed before this gentleman. The Army might also be on the track to meet its bullish recruiting goal this year, after last year saw the service struggle to find recruits, and they never did find the amount that they were scheduled to enlist. So there you go. The top enlisted sailor is going to be hosting an Ask Me Anything session on the Navy Reddit. Be there for a question and answer session with Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, James Honaway. This will be happening on Friday, according to this press release. Fleet members, online trolls, and the Navy's top sailor. So we'll see how that works out. By the way, the Navy awarded retired Rear Admiral Thomas Richards a Silver Star this week for rescuing three of his fellow Navy SEAL platoon mates during the Vietnam War. Congratulations, Admiral. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Hope to see you there, 11:30 to 1:30, Mission Barbecue, West Waters. And, by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership. That's M-A-U-S on the word Moss and Acura. Moss and Acura. Acura is over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, side by side right there on North Florida Avenue. And don't forget, Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMS, firefighters and police and church pastors too get a great deal afforded to you for your service to America. And let's not forget, they also have Moss Care that provides you with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out online and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski. How the heck are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and it's an interesting day here. We're waiting to see what the weather's going to do. Listen, I got a question for you. You ready?
Okay.
If the housing market is in a recession, how come home builders are still employing so many construction workers?
Well, I mean, the housing market, I think, may have bottomed to some degree. So I do think it's coming back. You also have the fact, Captain, that you still have a backlog of homes that were already set to be built. Now, granted, we are seeing a lot of contracts being canceled at record rates, but still, you know, the whole supply chain issue for a period of time really slowed down, you know, everything that was taking place, and all these things need to be caught up on.
Well, there's something else that's going on here, too, and that is that some of these homes are not being finished. They're being built to a certain degree, and then they walk away, and then they build another one. And the reason they're doing that, I've been told, is because the banks, the people that gave them the money, loaned them the money, says, hey, you got to use this money by X and X a date, or else you're going to lose it.
Well, it's also curious. They may not, if they fully complete the house and somebody walked away from the contract, and again, this is dependent upon local and state law. If it's not completed, you might not have to pay taxes on that house.
Oh.
Follow? So, yeah. I mean, I know that that's the case in certain areas. So, you know, you might be paying taxes on the land, you know, originally, but not the completed structure if it's not finished. And if somebody walked away from the contract, you may want to wait to get somebody to step back in, then complete the house. So, the builders don't want to get caught paying the property taxes.
Well, see, this is what's kind of hard to comprehend here. A key measure of the health of the U.S. economy declined for the 10th straight month in December, pointing to recession in the near future. Now, this is the conference's board index of leading economic indicators, called the LEI, declined 1% compared with the previous month. Is that something we should be all concerned about, or what do you think?
I don't think it's any surprise to anybody that there's weakening in the overall economy. I mean, that there's you know, that's there. Again, whether or not we're going to enter a recession, who knows? Difficult based upon where the jobs market is, because they plays a factor in whether or not the NBER decides to call it. We have had some softening in the economy. There's no doubt about that. That's to be expected, especially with the rapid rise of rates. A lot of eyes are going to be on the Fed and see what they're going to do next.
Now, you don't need to worry about the debt ceiling anymore. Janet Yellen's got it solved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you heard about the $1 trillion platinum coin that could be minted and deposited into the Federal Reserve to get around the debt limit?
Yeah, I heard about that gimmick. That was thrown around several years ago. And they, you know, the media, I guess, I don't know, must have done a deep search into their archives and said, oh, look at this. We can come up with this story again. That's not going to happen.
I think it's, you talk about a gimmick. There's one right there.
Hey, I mean, you got an entire industry out there with the cryptocurrencies that basically did the same thing. They just, you know, said, hey, look at me. I've got money.
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk has got money, but he's trying to hold on to it. He doesn't want to lose some $20 million or thereabouts that he's being sued for out there in California in a court in San Francisco over a tweet that he made.
Yeah, I guess it was, you got to be, you know, when you're chairman of a publicly traded company, you got to be careful regards to what you're putting out there. Social media people will do things, I guess, based upon what you're saying. And these people are claiming that they lost money based upon a tweet that he put out. Whatever. It's just a lot of nonsense out there when it comes to this stuff, you know, see your neighbor type stuff. But, it was based upon, I think, a takeover bid, or he was going to buy out all of Twitter and take it private. And, you know, he didn't do that. But, again, takeovers don't always happen. I mean, so, again, people that were involved in trying to play that trade, you know, got themselves involved in a risky transaction anyway. So it's kind of silly if you ask me.
Let me mention something to you and then see what you think. The current economic crisis exists due to Biden reversing many policies that Donald Trump had in place, starting with reducing America's energy production, killing the Keystone Pipeline, cutting oil drilling leases, and the higher energy costs that have spilled over since all of that took place, not helping us one bit.
No, I think that's a big part of it. There's no doubt about that. I agree with that. But I would also, in the same breath, that say that, hey, you know what? You know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden also spent haphazardly during COVID and completely out of control fashion.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, that didn't help matters because you had to print all of this money and borrow all of this money to pay for all of this nonsense. And we've seen massive amounts of waste and fraud and billions upon billions of dollars going to criminal cartels in Africa and Asia and all over the place. There's no controls on any of this stuff. So, you know, both of them play their part in it. But without a doubt, you know, the energy aspect, they can put that on Biden.
Yeah, and it's just a question of how much you want to figure that's actually cost the country. But every time, you know, and these pump prices right now, okay, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go back down, they go back up again, and then Biden keeps wanting to dump oil in from the energy reserve that we've got, and we can't keep doing that.
Well, they're trying to pick out a price point where they want to start refilling it. The issue now is with China opening up, you know, what type of appetite they're going to have for oil and what that will do to the oil markets. But I think that probably their need will be satisfied from Russia, who's obviously having a more difficult time, obviously, you know, bringing their oil to market. I'm sure China will take them up on their offer.
Now, this is something that I never thought I would hear myself talking about with anybody else, but having the Federal Trade Commission investigating the rising signs of price gouging from the top egg-producing companies.
Well, I mean, again, you know, no one likes paying these higher prices for eggs, but, you know, I was reading about this. This avian flu that they've got right now is pretty darn bad.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's most certainly wreaked some havoc on, the entire industry and the price of eggs. Whether or not, you know, companies are price gouging based upon this, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see the proof of that. But without a doubt, I mean, there is an issue in regards to supply. And again, you know, the Federal Reserve can't do anything about that.
Right. And TikTok, by the way, runs the risk of being banned within the European Union right now should it fail to censor content that was said from an official within the bloc. He's warned TikTok against some of their content, getting rid of it.
Well, we'll see. I've been hearing that for a while. I mean, certain municipalities in certain areas have banned government workers from using TikTok. But, again, I think politicians see it as an opportunity to market to people.
All right. Well, have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
You got to have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that he has to offer. And I'll be back right after the top of the hour news with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Don't go.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.